Earthtone Music Productions.
Hey there, my brothers and sisters. You're listening to Real Talk with Frank and Vanessa. And on tonight, we have a special guest with you for you guys tonight. It's the one and only Apostle Frank Cheeseborough. Apostle, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing good today on Sunday. I'm doing great.
Amen. We're serving an awesome God. In your book, Married to a Jezebel Spirit, I see you have written two books. Can you first tell us a little bit about yourself?
You know, my name Apostle Frank Cheeseborough. And you know, I've been in the ministry for 15 years. I've been preaching for 15 years. I have two beautiful kids, one son, one daughter. You know, I mean, I work full time. I drive truck full time.
Okay. Where your church located?
My church located at 5808 West Division Street.
Oh, 5800. Okay, 5800 West Division.
Yeah, 5808 West Division.
Oh, okay, 5808 West Division.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you tell us the name of your church?
Life Empowerment Church.
Amen. Life Empowerment Church. Amen. Well, I've been to Apostle Cheeseborough Church before, and I listened to him preach, and he's a great man of God. I met Apostle at a class that we was taking, amen, by the Honorable Bishop Anthony G. Wellington. And then me and Bishop, amen, at the time he was Bishop Frank Cheeseborough, we accumulated a relationship, amen. He introduced me into the prison ministry, where I went to minister in the prison. He's a big campaign, you know, rally around the prison system, amen. And I thank God for him that he goes up in there and he ministered to the brothers, amen, at 2600 California at the Cook County Correctional Center. Me and him had the opportunity to go there and minister with along with some other ministers, and just thank God for that experience. Apostle has written a book. It's called Married to a Jezebel Spirit. And in this book that I read, amen, it's an awesome book, and I thank God for this book. He's so transparent, amen, in this book, and I greatly, you know, will ask you guys to go out and buy this book. Hey, Apostle, how can they buy this book?
You know, they can get in touch with me on Facebook, or they can call me on my cell number.
Okay, on his Facebook page, what's your profile on Facebook?
Bishop Frank.
Bishop Frank Cheeseborough.
Right.
You can type in the search and type for Bishop Frank Cheeseborough, and you can get in contact with him through there. You can go to Messenger. Well, you can get in contact with me, and I can set everything up if you would like to buy a copy of this book. He has two books, amen. And in his book, he talks about being married to a Jezebel spirit. And can you elaborate a little bit more on what is the Jezebel spirit?
And you know, Jezebel spirit, it ain't the person.
Okay.
And you know, and so many people think you talk about the person. No. Jezebel spirit is a spirit. That spirit can work through everybody.
Okay.
Controlling. That spirit of Jezebel.
Okay.
And you know, gossip. You know, that spirit is by itself.
Okay.
There's so many different things it can work through Jezebel spirit.
Right.
And not the person who you attack, you attack the spirit. Because the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It is spirit we work, we attack, not the person.
Okay. All right. Can you give us a little history on Jezebel?
Okay, Jezebel, you know, there's a woman in the Bible, her name Jezebel. And she was married to Ahab.
Uh-huh.
You know, that was husband and wife.
Right.
And mm-hmm. that spirit, a murder spirit, and that spirit could be anger, that spirit could be hatred, that spirit could be jealousy. You know, in the Bible, we have prophet, the king prophet. You know, in the Bible, Elijah.
Right.
And he's the only one standing against that spirit Jezebel. But when the Jezebel talk about she's going to attack him, she's going to murder him, and Elijah got scared. He ran.
Uh-huh, the prophet
he
Elijah.
He ran for his life because that spirit will attack him.
Uh-huh.
He's so afraid, he won't commit suicide.
Right.
And that spirit ain't nothing to joke with.
Okay, amen. And that's she worshiped the false god, Baal. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, Baal. Yeah.
Baal,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, in your book that I was reading, you speaks of your wife or your, is that your ex-wife or that's your current wife?
Yeah, my ex-wife. Her name not in there because I've been told don't put her name in there.
Right.
And you know, that's from my experience.
From experience. It's a personal testimony.
From experience. I've been dealing with that spirit over 20-some years.
Right. Okay. So, in your book, you write about your testimonies of how dealing with your children, that you were separated from your children. You were separated and put in jail for a false accusation. And I see that you had a lot of turmoil and a lot of confusion, you know, with your children.
Yes.
So how did that affect you, you know, being in ministry?
You know, that affected me a lot. I mean, it will hurt. I'm be honest with you. It will pain. It will hurt.
Okay.
And you know, and I mean, I didn't care what she do to me. But when you try to bring my son, my daughter in that.
Right.
And you try to have my son, my daughter come against me. And I took care of them all their life. And I was there. I was no dead before. I was there in their life.
Okay. Amen. So within this book, how long did it take you to be able to work with, you know, the spirit of a Jezebel spirit? Because you say it's a controlling spirit, it's a spirit of manipulation, it's a spirit of evil, it's a spirit of when we talk about manipulation, we talk about mind control. You know, it talks about turning loved ones against loved ones. It talks about being separated from the true and only God. And in our lives, we see that, you know, if it's turmoil in a household, in a family, you know, with the father and with the mother, or with brothers and with sisters, there is division. The Bible says that a house that don't stand together, a divided house will fall. You know, it cannot stand if the house is divided, you know.
Yep.
So this spirit comes in to separate. It's a spirit of separation. And in your book, you know, it's an awesome book, man. I mean, it's an awesome book, you know, because why I like this book is because of the transparency that you have in this book. You know, there's a lot of men and there's a lot of women that have been separated, amen, from one another, you know, in our households.
Right.
You know,
right.
There's a lot of men that goes through the same, and women, you know, go through a similar situation that you is in.
Right.
And, you know, coming from a ministry, amen, background, you know, to show you that you are not exempt, you know, even in the kingdom of God, that there's going to be some type of problems, there's going to be some type of trials, there's going to be some type of tribulations to stop you from getting to your purpose. You know, love is a strong entity. You know, when God tells us to love one another, that's a strong compound. Right. It's something that's, you know, that's hard to be broken. Once you love someone, it's hard to let go of someone. But when you have a spirit of a Jezebel spirit that's mending in this relationship, it can become troublesome. And I, reading through your book, I see a lot of, you know, ups and downs. And can you elaborate on some of those, you know, ups and downs that, you know, you had to go through in you know, writing this book?
What I'm talking about, we're gonna talk about controlling.
Okay.
You know, my ex-wife, you know, she controlled me on everything. On my bank account. On my check account, how much I give her every week. She controlled me who I can talk to, who I can't talk to. And a friend, me and friend.
Right.
She controlled me with my family, including my mom. I can't see my family because they bad influence on me, and you know, and then that kind of poison she put in my mind. And I was selling for my family for 7 years one time, and they didn't know how to get in touch with me. I could not call them. I had to get my number changed. Because she controlled everything. I could do nothing. It feel like I was in prison.
Okay.
It feel like I was in prison. When you're in prison, they control everything you do in prison. That's how my wife controlled me on everything. I could do nothing.
Right. And you was a man of God at this time.
I was a man of God.
And how did that affect your relationship with God?
I lost. Believe it or not, I did not know that. I did not know that till one time that back in 2013 or 2014. I went to church one time. I been invited to be a guest speaker. And it was another prophet came behind me after I preached.
Yes.
And once he came behind me, he would prophesy to everybody. He turned around, looked at me, told me, "My brother, wake up. Be a man."
Yes.
And you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to go a little further. You know, wake up, be a man.
Yes.
And then he went on, prophesied to everybody else. And I knew what he was saying because God been giving me for so many years, you know, I'm going to have to be a man. You know, I'm going to say no.
Right.
God been dealing me for a long time, but when the prophet saying that to me, it was confirmation.
Yes.
From God.
Uh-huh. So even when God is telling you to wake up and telling you to, you know, be a man, even when it's coming from God, it's still hard to accept what God is saying at that time. It was when you heard the confirmation that came from the prophet, really that shook you up. Then it was that moment that it was like, okay, I gotta shake up. I gotta get up out of this because I'm going into a turmoil, depression setting in. You know, I can't really function. Within myself. I mean, that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah. But I'm telling you something. Once I wake up, once I, you know, and be a man of God, because God called me to be, then when the head broke loose.
Okay.
Then when the spirit started attacking me.
Okay, you say the spirit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Started attacking me. I lost my member because of that spirit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I almost lost my church.
Okay.
I almost lost my job.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that spirit.
Amen.
Because like I'm saying, you know, Elder Frank, like I'm saying, you know, so many people get that concept all wrong. They think you attack the person. No, you ain't attack that person. You attack that spirit. Because we all have Mm-hmm. They can control you.
Right. And that's good that you said that, because like when you talk about spirits in here, like alcohol can control you. Drugs that you take off in the street, you know, marijuana, you know, cocaine, heroin. If you let those things into your body, those things are controlling substances now.
Right.
They control your thought pattern. And so when you're dealing with control, and if you allow that in your life, that control is going to control your the outcome of what you decide to do. You know, if a person is a manipulator, they can manipulate you to feeling sorry for them.
Yep.
They can manipulate you to making it seem like you are the problem and you really not the problem. But if you got that spirit strong on you, that's why God talk about bringing down strongholds. Because if you have these strongholds on you, these strongholds is going to be able to control you.
Yep.
So we got to bind those things up. Okay.
Yep.
It's interesting, you know, that you wrote this book, you know, about, you know, the Jezebel spirit. And like you said, it's not a person, you know, because we don't wrestle, you know what I'm saying, with flesh and blood, but we wrestle with the principalities or in the airways.
Right.
We wrestle with spirits. And I thank God that you clarified that, you know, on the spirit side, that this is not the person, but it's what's being controlled by the person that we have to fight. You know, and there's a lot of relationships, you know, not just yours, but a lot of relationships go through these turmoil things, you know, where one person will accept abuse, even though it's wrong, you know, because they feeling like this person to change. A lot of people hang in relationships for years, thinking that they can change the relationship or things will get better, just to find out that, you know, it is over. Is a dead end, and you know, you have lost a lot in trying to fix something that, you know, can't be fixed. You know, and we know that God can fix all things. We know that God can fix all things, but when it comes to us trying to fix things, we tend to mess up things, and things don't get fixed when we try to do things.
Right.
But when we allow God to take control over these situations, God can fix these things. And I thank God. And I at the end of your book, I see that you do have a good outcome that came up out of this book. Can you elaborate that with the children?
Back to what page?
You know, when you said that your children was coming to church with you, you said first it was your son. You said you had four great experiences in your life. The first experience is when you married your wife. The second, you know, experience was the birth of your son, right?
Yeah.
Am I correct?
My son and my daughter. Yeah,
and
my son and my daughter.
And your son and your daughter. And
so
that's what I'm saying within the trials and tribulations that you had to go through for many years, you know, because if you read the book, it's many years of going through this, you know, the excitement of meeting the wife, the excitement of, you know, getting her number and talking and falling in love, you know, to the trials and tribulations that came with it. Because if I recall, you said in your book that when you met her, she was young. You was 23 or something, and she was 19 when y'all got married.
Yeah, 26. She was 19. Yeah.
Right. You know. And how long have y'all been together? You know, the kids now. How old are they now?
My son 24, and my daughter 20.
Right. You know. So them some years, man.
You know. All through their life. You know.
Right. Them years.
You know.
Years and it just don't affect the parents, but it affect the children as well.
And by my kid, my son, my daughter, you know, all the time we been through something and we been separated. Mm-hmm. I still kept it in my prayer.
Yes.
And you know, in no hatred in my heart, I forgave my wife a long time ago. I forgave her.
Yes.
You know, I still love her because.
Yeah, go ahead. You still there? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You go ahead. I think we had broke up for a minute.
Oh yeah. My Bluetooth got messed up. But you know, she blessed with two beautiful kids.
Okay.
And you know, I still love her, mom.
Yes.
You know, I forgave her. You know, hatred in my heart. No, her unforgiving my heart.
Right.
And you know, I'm still gonna treat her the same way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my son, you know, he came to me one day, he told me, Daddy, I apologize to you.
Uh-huh.
Now my mom is doing all that. My mom had us think, you know, you a bad guy.
Uh-huh.
And you know, you were good to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you took care of us. I apologize that we forget me. And you know, all that lie came to truth. She put so much lie in their mind, in their brain, and God turned that one around and he make it true. And thank God for my son, my daughter. They come to my church every week. Thank God for that. Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's good, man. I was just listening to you because you speak with such passion. You know, and I thank God for you. I thank God for your family. I thank God for mending things back together, you know, with you and your kids, your children. You know, I know greater things is going to come. You know, it's a test and it's a trial.
Right.
And I'm glad that you was able to, you know, be transparent with us and write this book. Amen. The Jezebel Spirit. Amen. With Apostle. Amen, Frank Cheeseborough. Amen. It's an awesome book, and I encourage you guys to go out there and purchase this book. Amen. Matter of fact, he has two books. Amen. That he wrote. Amen. And both of them. And one of the books you wrote with Dr. Michelle Harris. Is that correct?
Yeah. My second book.
Second book. Amen. Okay. So I encourage you guys to go out there. Amen. And buy this book. Amen. Married to a Jezebel Spirit by Apostle Frank Cheeseborough. Amen. And you can visit his churches on the west side of Chicago, Life Empowerment. Amen. Church. Amen. It's 5808 West Division. Amen. That's right by.
11:30 on Sunday.
11:30 service. What side street that is over there? That's by Austin?
Yeah, right by Austin.
Right over there by Division in Austin. Amen. I had the honor of hearing him preach. Amen. I had the honor of just fellowship with my brother. Amen. And it's good to just be transparent. We want to be able to let people know that you're not going through anything, amen, that the
right.
next brother, next sister that's not going, that's, you know, going through.
Right.
So you're not by yourself.
Right.
You know, ministers,
right.
amen, apostles, amen, pastors, amen, is being attacked every day. You know, and even the spouses of ministers, the spouses of pastors, the spouses, amen, of apostles and bishops are being attacked as well. So we pray for the woman as well as we pray for the man. Amen.
Right.
We just pray that God continue to bless you, continue to bless your ministry.
Amen.
Everything that Apostle has spoken on tonight is written, amen, in the book. Amen. It was a personal testimony that he gave on today. Amen. Which these things are in the book. You know, it's more in the book that we probably didn't touch on tonight. But if you go get that book, I pray to God that it will touch your spirit, that it will help you and it will guide you and it'll give you some understanding. Amen. About the Jezebel spirit. Amen. And it's so many things. There's so many controlling substances. Amen. With that spirit. Amen. And just not a woman has this Jezebel spirit. It's men as well. We just want to say thank you once again. Amen, Bishop. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for the opportunity to have me.
No problem, man. No problem. It's going to get greater. Amen. Yeah. It's going to get greater. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So thank you for calling in. And, you know, I'm going to do what I do. And once I get finished, amen, it'll be uploaded, my brother.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elder.
No problem, bro. I'll talk to you later. All right.
Okay.